Well, thanks for listening, beautiful. Now, let's not waste time setting the scene. You can always listen to some of my longer stuff. But, let's talk about you. Let's talk about you on top. Something simple. Just you straddling me. Let's say... on a sofa. Oh, and you have me between your thighs. Oh, and my arms are wrapped around your hips. Oh, and you grab my cock. Oh, and you guide it into your pussy. Oh, and just feeling you slide down and feeling you grip me, baby. Oh, it's one of the best feelings imaginable. Oh, and grinding on me and that fucking friction. Oh, my cock just rubbing and pounding into you, deep, up, and in, oh, and filling you, oh, my cock rubbing up against your swollen little G-spot. Oh, fuck, baby, God, just, thinking of that, fuck. Oh, because no one fucks me like you do. Oh, and then, comes the tease, which, God, I can't fucking tell you how fucking insane that drives me, but how much I fucking love it. Well, you grab my wrists. Oh, and you pin them back behind my head. Oh, and I know that I could push you off, but no. I love to play along because it's such sweet torture. You sink down, getting my cock deep in your tight pussy. God, it feels so perfect around my cock. Oh, and you gyrate your hips and stroke it up and down, fucking me slowly. Oh, but then you raise up until just the very tip of my cock inside you. Oh, and I beg and I whimper and I moan and I try to thrust into your pussy, but you just keep it. You keep it right there. Oh, and every time I try to move my lips up for a nipple, for your neck, for your lips, you pull back and you tell me to be good. Oh, and you make me beg you to fuck me. Oh, and it makes me fucking throb. And when you do, oh, when you sink your pussy down around my cock, oh, and stroke it just right. Oh, that perfect ass. Oh, just bouncing against me and feeling it. Fuck, baby. Oh, you doing that. Fuck it. Always. Always. Makes me. Oh, and that sweet, Sweet teas, baby. It's not too much effort, is it? But, yields such sweet rewards. Well, hello again. Welcome to another short installment. Oh, so let's skip to the sex, shall we? Oh, and I was just thinking about you on all fours, and me behind you. This time, I am grabbing your hips. Oh, my hands around you, giving you nice, deep strokes. Oh, and feeling your pussy fucking grab my cock while I slide it in. Oh, and I'll pull it out just enough the very tip stays in and I can thrust back into you. And you feel it deep, sweetheart. You feel it in your tummy. And all I want is for you to fucking come. To feel your legs and your body start to shake. To feel your fingers or a vibrating toy against my cock and my balls while you play with your clit while I fuck you, telling you to come for me. To come for me, beautiful. Come for me, goddess. Because what I want, is to feel you come on my cock. Because feeling you shake, and feeling you clench, and feeling you writhe, and watching you, watching the sweat bead on your back, while you pound back into me. My greedy, greedy girl just can't get enough of my thick, throbbing, hard cock. Oh, and your legs are shaking, you're twitching, you're sweating, and so am I. No, oh, and you're getting there, you're almost there. I just want you to come. I want to feel you come. Because that's all I want. I'm a slave to your pussy. I'm a slave to your pleasure. Even when I'm in control, I'm addicted to your come. And nothing makes me come like you coming on my cock. And as you get there, and as your release builds, and I tell you to say my fucking name while you come, because I want to hear it, because feeling your pussy tighten around my cock, and it feels so fucking perfect to begin with, but it feels so fucking tight and so wet. Hearing my name and feeling you release, I can't help but come to pump your tight little pussy full. Oh, and giving you those last few strokes, hearing my come in your glad I skipped this one because I just had to fucking talk about it. Until next time, sweet thing. So, I usually don't record horny. Not this stuff, anyway, because I like to use my voice. I like to use my voice and my mind to make you come, because that's what that's all about, right? If you don't have that connection, if I don't know what you're thinking and what you want, well, I don't know how to please you. So that's of paramount importance to me, but right now my cock is hard, and I'm reaching down, and I'm touching it through my pants, because it's fucking throbbing. So let's skip to it, what I was thinking about. I was thinking about you. Oh, I was thinking about sitting in my favorite chair. Oh, and leaning back with you between my legs. And you're there, with both hands on my cock. Oh, and your mouth. Oh, on the fucking tip. Getting it wet. Licking. Teasing. Oh, stroking. Spitting. Getting it wet and ready for your pussy. Oh, but God. Your mouth and your hands on my wet cock. Oof. You know how to drive me fucking insane. You know how to get me fucking throbbing hard. To see red. To go into a fog. Into a lust-fueled haze. For your pussy. And you know just how to fucking tease me. Oh, you know how to... and move your hand up and tighten your fist around the tip of my cock. And squeeze and twist. Oh, fuck. Oh, and grab my cock by the base, squeeze it and pull up and run your tongue. Oh, slowly. From my ass. All the way up to the very tip of my wet cock. My head is thrown back and I'm whimpering and I'm writhing and I'm begging to fuck you. I'm begging for your tight, wet pussy. But I kind of don't want you to stop. I want you to keep going. Oh, because you please me like no one else. And I'm usually pretty good. Pretty good at maintaining control. But when you're stroking me and I'm throbbing in your hands. Oh, and every stroke and lick on the tip of my sensitive cock, my throbbing, wanting, needy cock. Oh, babe, I'm putty in your able hands. Well... If you've listened, you know that I think foreplay is very, very important. And it can start just with a conversation, with how we look at one another, our body language. Oh, and that nice build to that intense climax for us both. But let's skip to a little scenario. After the conversation, and after you're leaning against me, you're sitting there on the sofa with me, maybe we're watching a movie, and I'm planting gentle kisses, gentle kisses on your ears, and on your neck, and on your head. Breathing in your smell, because beautiful God, do I love your smell. I love the smell of a woman. And you there, laying across me, you probably feel my cock poking into your back, because I can't fucking resist you. So my hands wander down your body that I've been caressing and massaging, hands on your shoulders, taking that tension away. But wandering down, sometimes with a more massage-like feel to loosen you up. Sometimes with just the tips of my fingers to give you those goosebumps. Slowly wandering down your tummy. And over your panties. And just feeling the warmth of your wet pussy. Oh, and knowing that those little kisses that I was giving you and my hands on your body, my voice in your ear, even if we're panning what we're watching and just having a little bit of fun, knowing that I made you wet and just feeling that heat on my fingers. Oh, fuck, sugar. Oh, and just gently rubbing the tips of my fingers up and down that hot, wet spot on your panties, over your pussy. Just building that tease. Maybe slipping a finger under your panty line every now and again. Do you think that I'm going to reach down and, just gently rub my fingers over the entrance to your pussy, get them nice and wet, and just start to slowly rub your clit. But that's a story for another time. This one's just a tease, beautiful. Fortunately, there's lots of material you can go back to. Till next time, we skip to the good parts. Well, hello again, beautiful. I think last time I maybe left you on the edge with a little tease. So I'm sorry I left you hanging for a week, but oh, where should we skip to? Oh, that's it. Oh, remember your laying across me, close to me, my fingers just running over the fabric, that wet, hot fabric over your pussy. This time I reached out, my fingers touching your skin. And I reach and I feel your wetness, and I get my fingers nice and fucking wet. And I start to gently, ever so gently, just tease your clit. Getting it nice and wet. And I know it's sensitive, so I'm touching it ever so gently. Maybe in little circular strokes, feeling it getting engorged and swelling under my fingers. Oh, and hearing your breath quicken. Oh, and hitch. And hearing your little moans and your little whimpers start. And knowing as you press your body back into me, pressing it against my cock that's throbbing in my pants. And I can't wait to taste you. I can't wait to fuck you. Oh, but baby, I need you in a state where you're ready, to lose control for me. Because that's what I want. While I'm rubbing a little bit harder and a little bit faster as we go, making sure it's nice and wet, and asking you, how does this feel, beautiful? Faster, harder. Tell me what feels good. And you tell me, oh, and I can feel you shaking. I can feel you shaking against me, and I want to get you right there, and I want to make you feel good. So I take my fingers off of your clit and just slide the tips into your pussy, just my middle finger first. Oh, one finger, feeling your wet tightness gripping me. Just feeling that. God, just feeling you. Feeling you from the inside. God, I start to lose it. But all it takes is just the tip of my finger making that nice little hooked motion, and feeling your tender G-spot, just gently, gently, as I massage it, start to swell, you getting wetter and wetter, and ready for me to taste you. But I know we only have a few minutes. Maybe we'll skip to that next time. So you be a good girl and wait till next week. And we'll skip to the sex again. Nice time.